Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks finish up a four-game road trip in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the first ever game against the Utah Hockey Club. We're on the air at 5:30 Pacific time with all the live coverage on the Sharks Audio Network. So the Sharks have played nine games and have not yet registered a win in the standings. That's obviously very disturbing. It's obviously something that the Sharks are not happy about, and it's something they'd love to change tonight. What's been missing in the first nine games? Head coach Ryan Warsofsky gave us his thoughts.
Probably consistency. Obviously, if you look back at the nine games, you know, you could arguably say that, you know, seven out of the nine, I thought we did some good things. The LA game being maybe at six out of nine was a slow start. And then Vegas and Winnipeg, we had some tough games. We weren't engaged in the game from the start, and then it kind of snowballs out of control. So we've done some good things. The mentality of our group is we're trying, we want to win, but we got to do the little things more consistently.
Matt Benning tried to answer the same question as to what's missing from the Sharks game from his position up in the press box the last couple of games.
You know, it's a hard league to win in, and I just think maybe a little bit more, playing connected, I think helping each other out. I think when things aren't going your way, it's your communication needs to ramp up, your proximity to the puck, you know, as a whole group of five out there needs to be, you know, a little bit tighter. Guys need to want the puck, and skate with it. And I know it's challenging at times when you're not getting the results, but, I think we just need to, play with a little bit more confidence. It's easier said than done. I think it's a good opportunity tonight.
One thing you definitely have to do is you have to stay positive, and you also have to put the bad things out of your mind. Coach Warsofsky talked about that when discussing approach to tonight's game.
You know, it's early in the season. You know, we work so hard in the summer to train and get in shape, and then we come in with so much energy, and then we can't just roll over and die here 10 games into the season. So, to take from Ted Lasso, we got to be a goldfish. We got to have a 10-second memory and move on.
But there's also something else that the Sharks need to learn from the games they've already played, and that involves managing the ice and managing the game better. The Sharks head coach likes the way the team is working, but he has a few details that he'd like to share with his club.
We got to work smarter, and I think that's been a big discussion this morning, is we got to read different situations that happen through the game, that we can't be robotic. Yeah, there's some things structurally that we want to do, but there's a game of mistakes. We have to read off each other. We have to read certain situations when we go from structure to structure, whether that goes from a forecheck to the neutral zone forecheck to a line rush. We got to start reading those plays just a little bit quicker. We got to do things a little bit quicker in all areas of our game.
In the 7-3 loss to the Vegas Golden Knights, not a lot went right, but when San Jose scored their third and final goal, something really positive happened.
It's not the Sharks move in, and they score! Nico Sturm down the left wing side, right after the faceoff, moving up to the left circle and putting it top corner. And Mario Ferraro, a little fist pump on that play too, as the Sharks get one back. With only 17.3 seconds left in the period, Nico Sturm stealing the puck and going top corner. And that is a beautiful moment and a great recovery. The Sharks will go to the dressing room feeling a little bit like they're back in it.
Nico Sturm was met by Mario Ferraro after scoring that goal, and there was a look of joy on their faces, intensity, excitement. They were smiling a little bit. For Sturm, the need to enjoy what's going on the ice is a very important factor in achieving success.
You're not having fun if your whole game and your approach to the game is just filled with anxiety about what the outcome of the game is and whether you're going to make mistakes out there. It is a game of mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. There are going to be mistakes tonight. There are going to be, phases of the game where we feel like we're not in control. And if you lose the fun over that, if you get that feeling of anxiety back, it truly doesn't work. And that moment after the goal, we don't have probably enough of those yet, where everybody's kind of feeling that elation a little bit, and you go, you know, your next shift you feel a little bit lighter. It's just the way the world works, and we got to get a smile back on our faces. I think that's the biggest thing.
Center Mikael Granlund, who brings a three-game goal-scoring streak and a six-game point streak into tonight's action, acknowledges that while the team is in the throes of this losing streak, the way to get out of it is to return to that positive feeling that they had in training camp and the early games in the regular season.
Yeah, I think the training camp was really good. First few games, but I think we played good. When you're not winning, it's tough, you know, with everything. So obviously we need to get back at it. Just the way we play, that's going to give us a chance to win and be good every single game. You know, we need to get our game to that level that you can really win every single night, and that's the point. You know, you don't want to just, obviously you want to win, but you don't want to win by luck at, you know, one game. You know, we need to get our game that level that we can do it daily basis.
The Teal Report will continue from Utah right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
The hat trick!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Mackenzie Blackwood gets the start in nets for the Sharks tonight. Will Smith will not be playing tonight. Klim Kostin and Giovanni Smith are in action, as is Matt Benning. That means Jack Thompson will sit out on defense. As for the Utah Hockey Club, Coach Andre Tourigny says you can't take the Sharks for granted as an opponent.
Well, we don't have enough money in the bank account to do that. We need to take care of our own business and making sure we're ready to rock.
Tourigny adds that his team needs to play with desperation every night, as they did in a recent game in Los Angeles.
We're a young team. It's us against us. Whatever, if it's Colorado or San Jose, us, we need to play our A game as often as we can. That's what it is. And look, San Jose played. They had veteran during the summer. They have a better team, and they're professional. They're proud athletes, and they want to get going. So I've been in their shoes. I know exactly what it is, and we surprise a lot of teams. So we don't want to be one of them.
Join Jamal Mayers in May at 5:30 Pacific time for the Sharks and the Utah Hockey Club. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.